All right, so today we are diving into DAOs
DAOs.
and a really, really wild idea.
Really wild.
Yeah, that could totally change how we vote online.
Big, big stuff.
You've probably heard of DAOs by now, decentralized autonomous organizations, right?
Right.
And they're all about like collective decision making.
Yeah, it's like digital democracy, kind of.
Exactly. And just like in, real world voting,
Yeah.
security is like absolutely essential.
Oh, absolutely. It's crucial.
Oh.
But it's also where things get really, really tricky.
Okay, how so?
Well, because right now there's just too many ways to manipulate how things work. Like, think about it. People can buy and sell their voting tokens, they can lend them out, borrow them,
Wow.
even rent them out.
Really?
Yeah, it's
So they're
crazy.
basically like renting out their voting power.
Exactly. And when you can just game the system like that,
Yeah.
it undermines the whole point of a DAO,
Yeah,
right?
totally.
Like, it's supposed to be fair, transparent, right?
Right.
And this is anything but.
It sounds like the Wild West out there.
Kinda is.
Well, that is why this paper that we're diving into today is so fascinating,
Fascinating.
because it's all about something called complete knowledge.
Okay.
And the authors, and by the way, one of them actually co-founded Ethereum.
Oh, wow.
They think this could be the answer, the key to making DAO voting truly secure.
Okay, and here's the thing. It's not just theory.
Yeah.
They actually built a prototype.
What a.
Yeah, for about $200.
Get out.
They created this device that could totally revolutionize how we think about online trust.
Okay, $200, you've got my attention.
Right.
But before we get into the, how it works, the nitty-gritty,
Yeah.
let's take a step back.
Okay.
In a perfect world, how should DAO voting work? Paint us a picture.
Okay, so imagine this. You've got some tokens in a DAO, which
Okay.
means you have a say, you have a voice in how it's run.
Got it.
Now, when it's time to vote on something important, you log in, right?
Right.
Surely. Cast your vote,
Okay.
and the system, it just tabulates all the votes in a way that's totally tamper-proof, totally transparent,
Right.
no funny business, no manipulation, just a clear, accurate reflection of what the DAO members want,
Sounds ideal.
right?
But the reality.
Reality is very different.
Yeah. And we touched on it earlier, you can trade these tokens so easily.
Yeah.
That just opens the door for, not the best actors
Not
to come
great.
in.
Not great.
So, like, how would they manipulate a vote?
Well, imagine like right before some big vote is happening,
Yeah.
somebody swoops in, buys up a ton of voting power,
Right.
and then they just swing the entire outcome in their favor.
Oh, wow.
And this is a big deal, especially because some of these DAOs are dealing with millions, billions of dollars.
Talk about high stakes. That's
Yeah.
like a hostile takeover, but in the digital world.
Exactly.
Okay, so complete knowledge.
Yeah.
How does it fix this? Is this some kind of mind-reading tech that knows when somebody's cheating?
Well, not quite mind reading, thankfully,
Okay.
but it does rely on this really fascinating world of, get this, zero knowledge proofs.
Zero knowledge proofs.
Yeah, ZKPs for short.
ZKPs. Okay, I'm intrigued,
Yeah.
but I'm also a little scared. Like I'm about to walk into like a math lecture hall.
You know, it's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay.
Okay, imagine, like, you need to get into a secret club, right?
Okay.
And the bouncer at the door, they ask for a secret knock.
Yeah.
Now, with a ZKP, it's like you can convince the bouncer that you know the knock without actually doing it.
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
You're telling me you can prove, something
Yeah.
without ever actually saying what it is.
Exactly.
That sounds impossible.
Yeah.
Like a magic trick.
And that's actually a really good analogy
Yeah.
because it kind of is like magic, you know? A magician can convince you they have your card
Right.
without ever showing you the card.
Yeah, they would do some shuffling and then boom,
Exactly.
there's my card.
They've proven they have it without revealing what it is.
Okay.
Zero knowledge proofs, they kind of work the same way.
Okay.
They use cryptography, basically, really complex math to let you prove that you have a piece of information
Okay.
without revealing what that information is, even to the system itself.
Okay, my head's spinning a little bit, but I think I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
So with this complete knowledge system, you're not sharing your password, you're not sharing your tokens.
Yep.
You're basically proving you have the right to vote without saying, like, here's my ID.
Exactly. That's it. And that's where that complete knowledge part comes in.
Okay.
It means only you, the rightful owner of that vote, can cast it.
Got it.
No more passing around tokens, no more shady deals, just secure, verifiable voting.
That sounds like a digital democracy I can get behind.
Right.
How do they make this work in real life?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Remember how I said they built a prototype?
Right, yeah.
Well, it uses something called an ASIC miner.
ASIC miner. Like what people use to mine Bitcoin.
That's the one.
What does that have to do with voting?
It's actually a pretty clever connection.
Okay.
You see, these ASIC miners are basically computers.
Right.
But they're designed to solve these crazy complex math problems really, really fast.
Oh, right.
And it's this proof of work, that's what we call those problems, that actually makes Bitcoin and other blockchains secure.
Right, right. Like miners are all competing to solve this puzzle.
Yep.
And whoever gets it first, they get to add the next block to the chain.
Exactly. So in this complete knowledge system, they're using that same idea.
Okay.
But instead of mining for crypto, they're mining for valid votes.
Oh, wow.
It's like this extra layer of security.
Bro.
Because now, to mess with the system, you'd have to control enough computer power to basically overpower the whole network.
Okay, so we've got zero knowledge proofs, we've got ASIC miners, we've got these tamper-proof votes.
It's all connected.
All coming together.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask.
Yeah.
This all sounds very technical. Is this something that, like, a normal person could actually use? Or is this just a theory for now?
That's the big question, right? But that's what's so cool about this.
Yeah.
It's not just some crazy idea. It could actually work.
Well, okay.
They built a prototype for like $200.
$200.
Yeah. So it could actually be pretty accessible.
Okay. Now that is way less than I thought this would cost. That's like less than a new phone.
Right.
So you're telling me this could work for like pretty much any DAO.
Hey.
Not just the ones with tons of money.
Exactly. Exactly. And even if you're, you know, not super technical, you'd still benefit.
Okay. How so?
Think about it, online voting, whether it's for DAOs, elections, whatever.
Yeah.
What if it was as secure and trustworthy as going to a polling place, you know?
Right.
That's what this could do.
Okay. Now I'm seeing the bigger picture here.
Right.
We started with DAO voting, but this complete knowledge thing is like about trust online. Period.
Exactly. And imagine all the other things, like proving something without giving away the information.
Yeah, like what?
Like digital ID, logging in securely, supply chain stuff. The list goes on.
Oh, wow. So instead of a million passwords, you could just have this one system that's like, yep, that's you.
Exactly.
Without you having to share all this personal info.
It's like a digital fingerprint, but nobody can copy it.
Okay, that's huge.
Right.
We're talking about a totally different way of looking at online security here.
Totally. We're used to like banks and governments and big tech telling us what's what.
Right.
But with complete knowledge and these zero knowledge proofs, we get to decide.
It's like giving power back to the people, but like in the digital world.
Exactly. Exactly. It's more balanced, more trustworthy.
Love it. But let's be real. Most people aren't going to buy a $200 thingy just to vote.
True, true. But this is just the beginning, you know? Think about the early internet.
Okay.
Slow, clunky, nobody knew what to do with it.
Yeah. And now look at us.
Exactly. This is like that. It's still new, but that's what's exciting.
So you think complete knowledge, this could be as normal as like using a credit card online someday.
Absolutely. We might not even think about it. It'll just be there.
Wow.
Imagine never needing another password, voting from your phone securely, total control over your info.
Okay, now that's a future I can get behind.
Right. And it all starts with this one paper, this prototype.
It's crazy how one idea can change everything.
It is.
This complete knowledge thing, it could totally revolutionize how we use the internet.
It really could. And it all goes back to trust.
Trust, yeah.
Like everything's digital now, we got to be able to trust it.
Right.
And this tech, as complex as it seems, it could be the answer.
It's like a new era of the internet where trust is built in from the ground up.
Exactly.
But if this complete knowledge thing is all about hiding information, how do we know the votes are even being counted right?
Nah.
It's like we're supposed to trust this system, but we can't actually see how it works.
Yeah, it's like a black box.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. It's not really a black box with complete knowledge because with the ZKPs,
okay,
it's not about just hiding the information. It's about proving things mathematically. It's like, okay, think about a Sudoku puzzle.
A Sudoku puzzle.
You can solve one.
Yeah.
And know for sure that you got it right.
Man.
Without having to show anyone every single step, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You follow the rules. The numbers all work. The proof is right there in the solution itself.
Right. You just show them the finished puzzle and it's like, check it out.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about zero knowledge proofs.
Okay.
The math behind them. Yeah, it's complicated, but the idea is pretty simple.
Yeah.
You can prove you did everything right without saying exactly what you did.
Got it.
So with this voting system,
yeah,
it means that any vote made with complete knowledge Anyone on the network can check if it's legit.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to trust some central authority. The proof is in the code itself.
Okay, so it's like a prominent record,
Yeah.
every vote, but nobody knows who voted what.
Exactly. Transparency and anonymity all in one.
That is seriously powerful stuff.
It is.
Like, if this actually works, it could change everything about how we think about online trust.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This is just the beginning, this paper, this prototype.
Yeah.
It's just a tiny taste of what complete knowledge and zero knowledge proofs could do.
So, like, where do we go from here? How does this go from an idea to, like, the real deal?
Well, like anything new, it needs testing, it needs refining, and most importantly, people need to use it.
That's true.
The more people know about this and what it can do, the more likely it is to, you know, take off.
Knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. And the more we understand about this stuff, the better we can shape the future of, well, everything online.
So well said. We went from DAOs and securing votes to, like, this whole new way of looking at the internet.
It's amazing where these deep dives take us,
Ralph. It really is. This complete knowledge thing, it's given us a lot to think about.
Definitely.
So if you're as fascinated by this as we are, make sure to check out the full paper.
Yeah, we'll link it in the show notes.
And as always, keep exploring, keep asking questions, keep diving deep.
Until next time.